Time Loop by Simone. Time. Time is a weird thing. It either goes by too quickly or it goes by too slowly. I kind of hate time. There's never enough of it. Just as fourth period was ending, I felt weird. You know when you have a feeling that something's wrong or when something is about to go wrong? That's what I felt. Maybe I was just crazy. Maybe nothing would go wrong. April! Yelled a squeaky voice from the end of the hall. What do you want, Edgar? I complained. Can I sit with you guys at lunch? No, I said in a deep, stern voice. I hated Edgar. I don't know what it is about him. I just hate him. I approached the counter in the cafeteria to buy a bland school lunch. Same as always, water and a sandwich. April! Two familiar voices yelled in unison. Hang on, I shouted back. I sat down with my two best friends, Riley and Caden. We had all met in third grade. We're juniors now. Who finished Mr. Wells' trigonometry homework? Riley asked. Not me, I replied. Dang it. Hey, party people, how's it hanging? Edgar's squeaky voice said cheerfully. We all groaned in unison. Hey, Riley, he said in a flirty voice. Go away, Riley shot back. Edgar had a crush on Riley since fourth grade, but she liked someone else. Caden. Caden had dark brown hair with vibrant blue eyes. What wasn't there to like? They had just started dating a couple of months ago, which always made me feel like the odd one out. But I never said anything about it. There was a long pause in my mind after Riley dismissed Edgar. That feeling came up again. Edgar looked like he had had enough. He looked furious. Something was going to happen. No way, I'm crazy. Riley, do you have a lunch? Edgar asked politely. No, she replied, irritated. Here, take this apple. Thanks, she said suspiciously. Edgar smiled creepily, then walked away. That kid is so weird, Caden laughed. Yeah, I know, Riley replied. Who's ready for the field trip tomorrow? I squealed. Me! I just wish Mr. Wells wasn't our chaperone, Riley remarked. Well, he's not that bad. Riley stopped. Her hands fell in her lap. She stopped chewing the apple that Edgar had given her. It fell to the ground. In my mind, everything was happening in slow motion. The apple rolled across the room. Riley? Caden asked, concerned. I picked up the apple, and there was black stuff on the inside. I knew that Edgar was up to something, but I couldn't worry about that right now. Riley was staring out into space, saying nothing. There was that time again. It's just like time stopped. Riley, Caden shouted. Caden, stop. She's alive because I'm feeling her pulse right now. No! That freak Edgar did something to her! That doesn't matter right now, Caden. The next day was difficult. I was happy and sad at the same time. I was so excited to go on the field trip to the Museum of Great Wonders, but sad that Riley wouldn't be there. She wasn't dead, but she wasn't... I looked out my window to see snow slowly fall to the ground. Was that real or was it time? I couldn't tell anymore. Another great day in Antarctica, I said sarcastically to myself. About 10 minutes later, I met Caden and the rest of my class at the bus stop. Caden was looking anxiously for Edgar. I was afraid that if Edgar showed up, Caden would do something stupid. We arrived at the museum, and Mr. Wells escorted us to the door. Have fun, everyone, Mr. Wells exclaimed. I wish Riley was here, I said sadly. Hey, a voice whispered from behind us. It was Mr. Wells. What? Caden groaned. I know where Edgar is. Come with me. We followed him into a dark room with a red light. Listen, Wells started. I don't have time to explain, but I know what Edgar did to Riley. Well, what is it? I shouted. Shh, they're listening. Who? Caden asked. The people who... Ah! Where did he go? I asked. I don't know. Let's try and find him. The room seemed endless. We tried to find the door, but we couldn't. Now time was going slow. Not in slow motion, but I was waiting for something to happen. Eventually, we found a hidden door in the wall. We walked through a dark hallway with broken pieces of glass on the ground. Mr. Wells! I shouted. The same sentence echoed back to me, which seemed like forever. Caden, which way do we... He was gone. Where did he go? He was just here. I was on my own now. I heard loud banging noises, like two metal rods slamming against each other. Caden! I shouted multiple times. No one answered. The next thing I knew, a dark figure is standing in front of me. I froze. Time froze. Everything was frozen. He tried to grab me, but I ran. I'm gonna die, I thought to myself. Eventually, he caught up with me. I punched, kicked, and squirmed to get out of his grip. I got away from him. Then he pulled a shiny gold pistol from his pocket. I froze again. Time froze. Everything froze. It was like a pattern. No! Yelled a familiar voice. Mr. Wells? Next thing I knew, I saw my math teacher jump in slow motion to take a bullet for me. I heard a loud bang. Mr. Wells was dead. I could tell because he was shot in the middle of his forehead. I looked back up at the man who pointed his gun at me. He was about to pull the trigger. I closed my eyes and waited to be shot. Nothing happened. The gun jammed. The man tried to pull the trigger, but nothing happened. This was my chance. I ran until my legs gave way. I walked into a random room to see another figure facing away from me. The figure was smaller. It took me a while to realize people were tied to chairs in this room. Slow motion again. One of the people tied up was Caden. He was unconscious. I had to get him and the other randoms out of there. The figure turned around, and it was Edgar. He was holding an apple with black stuff on it, like the one that hurt Riley. Edgar started laughing. I was so confused. Everything was in slow motion yet again. What is wrong with me? I thought. Edgar snapped his fingers and everything went dark. Next thing I know, I was sitting in the cafeteria next to Riley. Hey, Riley, Edgar said. He gave me a long, dark stare. Want my apple?